What's up, guys? We are here on the Fox Den Podcast. It's your ferocious Fox Ferocious with
Sadista.
And boy, have we got a show for that was beautiful. Have we got a show?
I tried.
For you people. What do you mean by you people?
What do you mean you people?
All right, Joe. Let's just get it started right off the bat. In the movies TV section, we seen an Aquaman has some positive screening scores. Personally, this doesn't mean much to me, so I'm going to set the timer right now. And I'm going to tell you why these positive early scores don't mean that much to me, and they really shouldn't mean that much to you either.
Oh, really? Oh, do tell.
Well, they always show these films within the Warner Brothers, you know, circle. Mm-hmm. So the people that already like Warner Brothers and that probably work for Warner Brothers are watching these. And they're like, oh, that was great. Like, I remember Batman v Superman had a positive, super positive screening. Like, it was great. It's going to be a masterpiece. So this means nothing to me. What do you think about this Aquaman-ish?
Actually, you know what? I think it might be pretty good. Honestly, on a scale of 1 to 10, I think it'll probably be 8. Because you got nothing to lose with Aquaman. You really don't.
you really don't.
I mean, if they do mess up, we ain't seen the new Aquaman. We'll see it maybe in a movie as a side character or something. But y'all been making fun of Aquaman for like 80% of his career.
Yeah.
So, you know what? If this movie flops for some unknown reason, it's like, well, we took a gamble with Aquaman, put his ass in the DC Universe app.
He gets its own TV show. Yeah, man. Like, I definitely think the movie's going to get a 3.5 out of 5. That's my prediction for me, which is basically like a 7. If it's really good, it would probably be like an 8. But I'm not expecting a bad movie, definitely. I do know that James Wan is behind this. He's behind Insidious. He's behind The Conjuring. So I have some faith in him. And I know how DC likes to BS. I say DC, Warner Brothers. I know how they like the BS. So I'll leave it be. I'll leave him alone. So on the next one, we still got some more DCEU news. It is the fact that the Shazam movie has been scheduled for additional reshoots.
Oh, really? I did not know.
Additional filming. And I'm going to start this. Okay, so I believe that he's going to go back in time. No.
Back in time. Red guy outfit, man.
No. I don't know what these shoots are for. I have to assume that it's maybe some renegotiations happening behind the scenes. Maybe it's going to be a cameo. Maybe that's what I do like about learning this stuff, even though I kind of hate that we have such an insight into the filming process. But there's no telling. There could have been tonal issues or something that we're just not privy to. Like, it could have been too dark or too light. It could have been anything, really.
Man, I bet they're going to have to rock show. I know it. That's Death Adam. Black Adam. People are going to be like, oh, it's the Rock.
And then it just ends.
People be like, it's the Rock.
It's the Rock.
But, you know, the comic book nerds and geeks, it's Death Adam. It's Black Adam. Look at him.
Yeah. They're going to be throwing up rainbows at the screen. I have no idea what this could be, bro. So we're going to enter into the Venom 2. we busting through this time, boy. Pause. We've been entering into the Venom 2 speculation here.
Eddie. I changed because of you.
For some reason. Let me tell you what I say. I can't wait for this because this is the movie that I know that they wanted to make the first time, but they couldn't, like, you can't just throw Carnage in. You can't just do that. You're not off the first rip. Unless they were really trying to go 90s with it. And they would just kill Carnage in the first movie or something.
They really want to go to the 90s. Doc Ock, come on, no way. Oh, hey, how you doing?
As Alfred Molina.
And then the Carnage symbiote gets on him. Is I forgot what
Spider Carnage?
Yes.
Not Spider Carnage. Monster Ock.
Yeah, Monster Ock.
From the game. From the first PS1 game.
And Venom got a final? He's like, no, the time I come over, I'll save you, Venom. In his British voice.
I'll save you, Venom. Because, yeah, because he would have just got on set and they would just... the director would be like, hey, yeah, you're in Venom. Come on. Just go, no script. Just get started swinging, boy. It's time to start jacking. Oh. Mrs. Stark. I feel so good, Mrs. Stark. Was that it?
Oh, well.
Oh, before you say that, I just got to say this. There's going to be carnage. Keep going.
Is there really going to be carnage, though? Or
yeah.
Are they pulling
our land? Nah, man. When you put, I almost called him Willie Nelson. When you put that man in a red wig and have him say that, it's definitely going to happen.
But will it be real carnage, though? I'm talking about will it be... You can't... You know, it's like... Carnage is really violent. Even back then in the 90s, you know.
Well, they said they were kind of like aiming towards rating it R.
You know what? At first, I would be like, nah, they're going to say that, but pussy out. Yeah. But, hey, Deadpool's come out of nowhere. PG-13 cut, so Venom come out of nowhere.
Which is genius. Like, why, when Deadpool did that, I'm like, why did nobody else do that? Like, that's extra money. And some people who already seen it are going to go see it again see the edited version. Yeah, just to see what they do. I'm going because Fred Savage is in it. And I love the Wonder Years.
Fuck Fred Savage.
What?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Heck no. Was that it? Did you want to have a go at this? This Venom 2?
Not really. We'll see what happens. Until then, Nintendo Switch Online NES game. Let's go.
Oh my god. To the gaming section. We're here on the gaming section of this podcast. And man, when I say I am vindicated, we're going to talk about the Nintendo Switch Online debacle, because people aren't happy with Nintendo's online. And I'm inclined to agree with them, even though they told me that there was nothing to be afraid of. So, for those of them who don't know, the Nintendo Online thing, you pay a certain amount of month. It's actually very cheap a year. It's actually very cheap. The cheapest out of all three. And, yeah, and they send you a free NES game of their choosing. I say a few free ones, really, of their choosing. And that's I want to highlight that. Of their choosing. Of their choosing. Which means I'm waiting on Urban Champion to come one more time.
That's an Urban Champion.
Bro, every time they announce some NES game, Urban Champion. Every generation, bro. We gotta have Urban Champion on the system.
You know what that means, right?
No.
Yes, you know what that means, right? What? Urban Champion DLC Smash. Let's go.
Sure. Every time they announce, and it's nothing against Urban Champion, the game. Like, every time they announce it, it has become a meme for me. Like, when are y'all going to announce Urban Champion so I can not buy it? I'm waiting to not buy this game. One day I might buy it. But I'm going to start this timer because I want to talk about this. And everybody complaining about the Nintendo Switch Online NES games. Guess what? When they took the Virtual Console away, when the Virtual Console allows you to buy games instead of just rent them from Nintendo, and you could buy whatever games you wanted. Wow, that's crazy, right? You could buy them, and sometimes if they planned it that way, when you get the next system, they'll give you a discount. That's what happened with the Wii U, and it was great. But man, now you just gotta rent the games. It's too bad. And the games that they've chosen are games that mostly everybody has played. Mighty Bomb Jack, Metroid, games like that. And it's cool for the people, you know, that's just getting into it. But I see a lot of complaints, bro, about, why can't we just buy it? Why can't we? Well, at first I heard, Nintendo's giving us so many options. We can just rent it, and we don't have to spend as much money to buy the game. And then they're going to get mad when the game leaves their system. Because I guarantee you it's not going to be like PlayStation Plus, where you can keep it. I guarantee you it's not going to be like that, because it's Nintendo. They're going to put them hoes right back in the vault.
And don't.
You Reggie?
Yo, like, again, you know, The Xbox got this thing called Game Pass where you can rent the games.
Man, get that trap.
You get 100 so game whatnot. Hey, if you like it, you can buy it. And you know, I guess like, you know, almost 600 backwards compatibility with the games. You know, if you already have the game, you already have it. But just saying, but Nintendo, you know, like you just said, you bought Urban Champion 2 years ago on your Wii, on your account.
The Wii One.
Yes, regular ass Plain Jane Wii. We're talking about Plain Jane. Not even GameCube ports. Plain Jane Wii. You bought Urban Champions on that hoe. And next you know, Urban Champions on the Switch. And it's on, but it's already in your downloads because you already downloaded it from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That would be nice, Nintendo.
But apparently you didn't plan for this. Yeah, I guess. Or didn't care. It's very evident they didn't care. If they had it in place for the Wii U, and then they just know, like, they just don't care.
I think, well, I'm not sure. Should I blame Miyamoto on this?
No.
Nah.
I'm blaming Miyamoto.
Koizumi. Nah. He made Odyssey. He ain't bad.
None of the developers, man.
I don't know.
I guarantee you, if Miyamoto had his way, I want it on smartphones. Every smartphone, $1. But Nintendo's like, nah, champ. We got it.
I don't know, man.
Nah, Urban Champ.
Miyamoto be like, innovation.
No, bro.
Innovation.
I guarantee you, man. If they don't start remaking some of their old games that nobody cared about, like, if ain't none against you if you cared about Balloon Fight, but that needs to be remade into a cell phone game. Nintendo will sell gang bucks if they do that right.
Man, imagine Duck Hunt.
Gang bucks.
Like, have you played the you know, the Space Invader games? And the new Pac-Man Championship. Those games are fire. They're still simple, still retro, but super fire. Nintendo, y'all got some people.
Yeah,
do
man.
Something with the. What's an obscure title?
Obscure? Like an obscure Nintendo title?
Yeah, NES title.
I would have said Kid Icarus before Last Generation.
Oh, yeah. Kid Icarus got a full revamp.
Like Ice Climbers. Like, that can be. That's a cell phone game, bro. Yeah, like, yeah. If you play that game, that is a cell phone game.
Fight polar bears and shorts and shit, yeah.
Yeah. That and Dig Dug. Yeah.
Burger Time.
Yeah. We go. Burger Time! Bro, okay. We got to talk about Shadows of the Tomb Raider. The price decrease. I don't know if you heard about this, but I got to look up when the actual game came out. Because they decreased the price really fast, yo. And people are pissed.
What's it called right now? Like, see, I know they did this like a few weeks back. Was on sale.
It came out September 14th. And I think they decreased the price a month later.
Like, I heard that they decreased it, but it was like for a sale or so. And people were mad because it was like...
Oh, yeah, because it was the amount at which they decreased it. Because usually when there's a sale, yeah, they do decrease stuff. But it's usually like, it goes from $59.99 to like $52. Or something like that. It's still in the 50s. This junk went to $35. And like, you could have bought a whole tank of gas with what you saved. And I don't think Steam offered any refunds. It's not Steam's responsibility, number one. Square or Crystal Dynamics or Eidos, they did not offer any refunds.
That whole $44.99.
And now it's like, yeah, now it's at Walmart, it's $45. And at Best Buy, it's $60.
Look, I was going to get this on Black Friday, so it don't even matter.
And that's our next topic, actually. We don't even need to spend that much time. Guys, you messed up. At least offer, like, credit or something. Like, you can't... You messed up.
Well, Sony, I guess, you know, Sony did... Not Sony. Square did lose $3 million recently, so... Was it? Yeah, $3 million? Yeah, they lost $3 million.
It might be because of things like this.
I mean, they had to cancel DLC for Final Fantasy XV. Only one out of the four DLCs coming out. That's some shit.
Yo.
Yeah, and...
What about season pass holders?
This is like from the, it's not even season pass. I guess it might have been, they haven't even released the shit yet, so it might not even just be a season pass. Mm. This is like add-on from the super upgraded game. Anyway, Final Fantasy 15 Royal Edition. You know, Royal Edition, you get all that shit anyway from the get-go. And then it was like, we're going to add more. And now it's like, some dude left, too. Some dude left Square and the other company. Yeah, it's like,
some dude left. He was probably instrumental. Congratulations to some dude for leaving.
Some dude left, and it's like, well, you only get one of those DLCs now.
Sorry to everybody else. Is this the right profile? I don't know. So, we gonna move to that next Black Friday topic, and it's gonna round out our gaming section, right? So, I just got two things down for Black Friday because they just seem kind of interesting. I'm not gonna buy them, most likely, but it did seem interesting. There's gonna be a $200 PS4. I think it's a Pro.
I heard it's the Spider-Man jet.
I looked at the picture. It just said with Spider-Man. Yeah, it just says it comes with Spidey PS4, and that's interesting because that game just came out, and that's a pretty good deal. $200 for PS4 and Spider-Man, man. You usually be paying at least $280 for that much, so you're saving a good buck, man. And the other one I saw was the Xbox One S. I'm just letting y'all know to let y'all know it's 1 terabyte. I don't know what the Minecraft creators thing is, but it's apparently it's Minecraft Creators Edition, and it's $200.
I think that's that ugly green one.
The ugly green. that's gonna be the product description. Ugly green. What kind of green is it? Ugly. Pick it up for cheap. You didn't sell this right. Like, nah, bro. You just came when we were selling it cheap, so we can say whatever we want to about it.
If you saw this, you can go, I mean, it's colorful. Uh-uh. It's colorful. It's, you know, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to show John to see his reaction. Because he probably seen it, but he probably forgot about
Does
it.
Does it look like a creeper?
You'll know. Hold up.
I might be thinking of that controller. Let me see. Man, what are y'all doing for Black Friday? I'm eating. That's what I'm doing. I'm eating vestiges. Actually, I'm eating and drinking. No, I'm not.
Well, you know what?
I'm going on a cruise later that the next week after that. I'll be eating and drinking that next week after that.
Oh, this man be eating and drinking.
It's going to be cool. Be eating and drinking. I'll be singing. Not like that, though. Hold on. No, I won't be getting that.
Yes, imagine you doing your green screen. Like,
because looks like a damn mud pie. He just showed me the Xbox One. It looks like a mud pie with some, it looks like, okay, if you play Minecraft, it looks like the green, like the grass blocks with the dirt underneath and the grass on top. That ain't right. I mean, that ain't right. The controller is badass. Like, the creeper controller, that's pretty cool. But man, it looks great with the controller.
You getting this.
Unless you purchasing that hoe. I might still throw it away.
You get it.
No, bro. It's got some redstone on the back. That's wild, bro. I'm good. I'll just wait for the Xbox 2X.
How about that Black Panther edition,
though? The Xbox Black Panther edition?
Yeah, man.
That's a lie.
Well, Black Friday, there's a couple of games that I want. Tomb Raider's on sale.
Oh.
Starlink.
How great.
Starlink's on sale. The Founders... The edition that comes with the ships. That's on sale instead of $70, $80 for $40. Mm. So I'm like, yeah.
Half off.
That's my Star Fox game, y'all. What else?
They did a fantastic job with that, I heard. Starlink.
Yes, I heard too. So
what movie's gonna be on Black Friday?
We still didn't see Bohemian Rhapsody.
I'm so wary of that, but I like Freddie Mercury too much, so I probably gonna see any of that. I think that's it, man, for this gaming section. All right, man. We at the comics and animation department of this podcast. And the first topic out of two, I want to talk about Grant Morrison, the person, I believe he wrote The Watchmen. He just signed a, did he write or draw it? Did he
draw it? Grant Morrison?
I just looked at the thing back there.
Nah.
Are you sure?
Grant Morrison? Yeah.
Alan Moore did V for Vendetta, right?
Alan Moore did Watchmen.
Alan Moore did Watchmen?
Yeah.
I must be tripping.
Boy, you are tripping hard.
I just looked at the book. I must have switched him up. Yeah, I switched him up. So, the writer of V for Vendetta, Grant Morrison, remember, which makes it even better, because my birthday was this Monday, remember the 5th of November. He just signed a TV deal with Universal. So, whatever he's going to do, he's going to be writing for, like, you at the USA Network, the Sci-Fi Network, and other networks in under Universal. So, I'm trying to figure out. And that could mean anything. That could mean more superhero TV shows coming. That could mean he's just writing on some shows for them because he's a good writer.
Well, he's a good writer. He's written a lot of good things. He predominantly was pretty popular for Marvel for making his X-Men run on Marvel from like 2001 to 2003 or 4. That's like the whole Jean Grey died. This is the first time she died. She's been dead for like literally until like last year or so. So she's been dead since like 03.
She's been dead for this long.
Till 2017. She's been dead that long because of this man. The reason why Emma Frost more predominantly in the comic books, you know, she was a villain.
Yeah.
And a good guy. And she's been a good guy for a good minute, but she just, you know, off to the side. Now you see her, like, a lot. Mm-hmm. You probably see her in the new MCU universe, maybe, a lot.
Yeah, because they underutilized her. They underutilized a lot of people.
And Grant Morrison, he's like one of those good writers like Mark Millar and, yeah, Alan Moore, Mark Millar, and Ed Brubaker, all them. He's probably one of the best because this shit's kind of trippy too. He made All Star Superman.
Oh,
so
I'm familiar with that because of the movie that I watched. It felt like 3.5 hours, and it was 1 hour and 30 minutes. It felt like a full movie, bro. That zone was 1 hour and 30 minutes, bro. So yeah, he. I don't know what's going on in his brain. He must got Jack Kirby brain. The way Jack Kirby drew is how this man thinks as far as, like, stories.
Boy, I know he has some independent work recently. I think he did it under Mark Millar's stuff. Icon. I think it's Icon. Miller War? Something. Mark Millar has his own little indie brand.
Yeah.
I think he wrote something under there. Like, kind of reason. I can't remember what it was, though. But most stuff in Grant Morrison shit is always good or trippy. Some psychological shit, trippy. So his Batman run?
I'm down.
Grant Morrison Batman run? Good. You gotta check that out.
So, Grant Morrison. And speaking of Millar, I'm trying to figure out when. Well, I think Netflix is waiting on losing their rights for the Marvel stuff to put the Millarverse on there, because they still got like a superhero universe of their own, like headed by Mark Millar. So my thing is, how close, well, Kick-Ass might be a misnomer, I was going to say, how close they going to put it to the comics? Because I like the movies for Kick-Ass, but man, them comics, boy.
John, them comics make John pretty screaming.
I was like, no, I'll just stick to Aaron Taylor Johnson.
I don't think, if y'all, The way the world is now, I don't think y'all are ready for Kick-Ass comic book adaptation to live action in any form of the fashion. Heck, not even now. You know what? If animation, yeah. Live Maybe. Action, nah.
Maybe.
Like, I wouldn't mind a live action or an animated version of Wanted based on the comic books. Like the movie, shape. The comic book is mutants and shit, man, and all that stuff. Literally, shit, man.
Doo-doo man.
Yeah, doo-doo man.
From Conker.
He don't doo-doo. And main character, the main character look like Eminem and, well.
It's a Tokyo Tribe.
What was that? Angelina Jolie was supposed to be a fox that looked like Holly Berry, I think. Yeah.
Angelina Jolie was supposed to be a fox.
That looked like Holly Berry. That
looked like Holly Berry.
Halle Berry. Yeah.
Halle Berry.
I gotta look that up right now.
Fun fact, Halle Berry was Catwoman. So, we gonna choose to ignore that. So, hey. Next, I want to talk about this Broly trailer. There's a new Broly trailer that came out. For those who don't know, I'm a huge fan of Broly, the character from DBZ. Even when he was non-canon, in my head canon, he was real life canon. Okay? In my mind, he was always canon. But now they're doing some that's Catwoman. He showed me a picture of a fox that looks like Halle Berry, and that's Catwoman. That's just Catwoman with fox ears. That's terrible. It's funny though. She's kind of, you know, of course she bad, man. That's not. Anyway,
Halle Berry. did you not see her in Kingsman?
Man, she looked about 35 years younger than she is. So, yeah, man. This Broly trailer, I haven't looked it up, so I'm gonna take a look for a second, and then I'll get right back to you. Yeah, man. I mean, I was already down with the movie, man, but this, you get to see Broly fully powered up in what I have to assume, Toei, hint, hint, that this is the final trailer. Hint, 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 do not release any more trailers in this. Man, that's the Broly I know. That's the Broly I fell in love with. Pause. And let me tell you, I'm ready for him to beat tail. I'm ready for him to non-censored whoop-ass like the whoop-ass girls. The whoop-ass girls. And, dude, I think it's just going to be a good time. I think little kids are not ready. Little kids ain't going to be ready for like, whoa, he's stronger than, that's the Super Saiyan God. And he punched him in the face and did nothing? I'm like, yeah, bro, this is Broly.
Here's the big question. With this limited release, do you think it will outdo My Hero Academia, which made $4 million in its short release within a week? And then they brought it out again for an extra day or two the following week.
Yeah, I think it's gonna outdo My Hero on brand alone. On brand alone.
How much you think it'll bring it?
So, about My Hero brought in 4 million, you said? 4.1 million?
Yeah.
So for that, well, I don't know if these are going to be accurate numbers. I was going to say for that, I have to look at the Battle of Gods and Resurrection F numbers, because I guarantee you they were higher than 4 million. Like, off rip. Maybe not probably Resurrection F, maybe not Battle of God, but I guarantee you, Dragon Ball is a juggernaut. And I love My Hero Academia more than Dragon Ball at this point. But it's just been around longer. I think that's how it's going to win.
I want to say My Hero. See, that's the thing. My Hero made the most out of all the other anime movies that came in these past couple years. Counting those two. Mm. But then again, this is Broly. This is what I'm saying. It's Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, we have people in Ecuador and shit and live crowds watching that shit illegally as fuck, so.
That's another thing, yeah, the illegal streams, I haven't accounted for those. I can guarantee you it's probably less people doing My Hero illegally because it's not as well known, but still a portion of people, but I'm sure it's less than Dragon Ball. Like, people just looking out for Dragon Ball. And more, you're going to get a better chance of finding a Dragon Ball bootleg than you will a My Hero bootleg.
I ain't watching this bootleg. I'm letting y'all know that now.
No, I'm going to the theater to see that. Yeah, yeah. Y'all tripping. Yeah,
heard he so.
Yeah. So.
Well, see, you know what? I can't compare this because I didn't see My Hero Academia. But this movie, when I saw Battle of Gods and Frieza, we saw Battle of Gods.
Right.
That was pretty packed.
I mean, everybody.
Yes. Now, Resurrection F We had people sitting in the floors. Yeah. That's like illegal. We had people sitting in the floors. They couldn't do anything. It's like, we ran out of room.
We sold the tickets.
Sit on the floor. People would sit on the floor.
And that was for Frieza. Like, people were like, oh, Frieza's going to be back. Like, and now I'm thinking, like, okay. And I think that's why they put, like, okay, it's Broly and Frieza. And it's like, ah, like, that might be their plan. So I don't know, man. I still hate I didn't get to see the My Hero movie. I wanted to see young All Might. I wanted to see him, man. But, hey, you know. I can't wait on the DVD.
What a Funimation, man. We should buy them right now. But no, they're not.
Fuck that out.
Yeah, you're right. Should have stuck with Burr. But
while we on comics, that was the end of my Broly's trailer thought. So while we on comics and animation, what do you think about the Verve stuff, man? The Verve leave. I mean, you know, Funimation leaving Verve.
It was kind of heavy. Just like, ah, man, there's so much because it's the best of both worlds. Because at first, when I first saw Verve like last year or so, right? I'm like, oh, what's this? Oh, that's Crunchyroll stuff. Okay. What got some dub? What Funimation? Oh, there's a lot of Funimation on here. Holy shit! What if you have a Crunchyroll app? You have access to all this already? And I think it was the same thing. If you already part of the Funimation
family.
You had all this all from the get go too. Like what? So I was like, oh man, I could watch some of my stuff subbed, dubbed, the simulcast. Just like yeah. You know, at first, I watched My Hero Academia subtitled on Hulu, and then I watched a little bit of Sexies here and there. Then, it was on Ver, and they were doing the day of dubs. So I was watching those first, like, 12, the first half of season 3.
Simulcast are great, bro.
Yeah, man, just straight dub. I'm like, I can watch this dub. I ain't watching Japanese. Yeah,
I ain't got time for it. And I've learned to love Japanese, but when I start my One Piece view, it's going to be in dub until I can't no more. Like, it's the only reason I didn't watch One Piece in the first place in the dub is because I watched it on 4Kids first. Oh, and Luffy, come on, Luffy. Yeah, it's a wrap on that. It's a wrap on all that. So, you know, I can't wait to get started, but I gotta catch up with My Hero first. I think I'm behind. I know the season ended. I'm behind just probably less than 5 episodes. So,
well, yeah, man, you gotta give it a look. But
I think I'm gonna actually sign up for. See, this dude D-Star, bro. Verve, if you listening, y'all need to get D-Star on y'all program because he be selling folks on stuff that he ain't got no business selling people.
That's what I do.
So, I'm going to get Verve in the next, especially they got Boomerang in the Nicktoons. That was, you can have all the anime you want. I still love anime, but you can have all the anime you want. When you get my Nicktoons and my old cartoons, yeah, I'm not paying Boomerang $5 for that. I'm just going to go to Verve and do my free trial and see what's up after that.
Also, they replaced Funimation with High Dive, which is Sentai Filmworks anime. And they're like, they're probably like the third, fourth biggest anime company around. Mm. I mean, if you're not buying anything from Funimation, you're usually buying it from Sentai. So I guess, yeah. They used to be ADV. And ADV was like the biggest at the time. But now, you know, they still got some bangers here and there. And they get some old stuff here and there now too. But for the most part, it's kind of like the Moe stuff here and there. Mm. They got some action stuff, the sci-fi stuff. You know, there's a lot. Pretty soon you can watch Parasite on there, dubbed. And you know, Parasite's amazing.
Yeah, that's Sentai Framework. Yeah.
And also, you know, now that they got Splat,
you've changed. It's a Parasite dub reference. You've changed.
Man, that dub was great.
It was funny, though. You've changed. Like, every episode, you've changed. It's like, yes.
Yes, Lucy Christian, I know I changed.
Milk Chan, I know. Yeah, bro. I can't wait to meet Lucy Christian. Anyway, yeah, bro.
Like, not only they got that, and Nick Splat, Boomerang now, they got a... They got some. They got Rooster Teeth on there. So, you know, when I get on season 6 Ruby, I do wait every Saturday and I can watch that like that. But, you know, all this other stuff on there, which is really good. You got your old shows like reboots on there. Mm. Reboot. They got some Sentai.
I'm not watching it, but that's a good get.
I'll watch old reboot.
Just so you watched it back then, and I can't. It's a new experience for me now. I can't watch it as a new experience. I'm more likely to read the scripts.
Oh no, John. We're done with Ruby. We watched reboot, bro.
So D-Star is gonna be watching reboot.
Man, John, after Ruby, we're gonna have Fox Roses here. I'm like, man, Fox Roses, man. I've been watching. See,
when IDW gets reboot.
Nah, bro. I'm gonna be like, hey, John. See, y'all watch this on Toonami.
I'm watching shit.
Guess what? I was watching reboot on CBS.
No, son. I wasn't watching it on nothing.
Oh.
I was watching reboot commercials.
No, you gonna learn, boy. You gonna learn. You gonna watch that? They got SWAT cats on there.
Now that I'm gonna watch, like in the next this month and next month, are from memories that I never participated in, and not including reboot
and Thundercats, for the 2011 Thundercats, which you know we should have watched that. Y'all should have watched that. I watched a good chunk of that. And look. Don't look this up until you watch this. Yeah, matter of fact, just watch it. Mumra on there. There's a flashback. We'll just show Mumra, like, real deal Mumra, like, back in the day, like, origin story Mumra.
Hands.
You know, like I wouldn't mess with that Mumra.
Hands.
Remember Mumra, like, heck, Mumra back in the day in the 80s? 80s Thundercats? I wouldn't mess with that Mumra. Mumra like, I'm Mumra. It's like,
yeah.
8 foot tall. I remember the episode. He was throwing a lot around like he was Andre the Giant. Nah. This one right here. Boy, this dude. Like he's a nigga from Dark Souls and some shit. A boss. Bloodborne, you gonna die.
Bro, like. And we say, like, y'all should have watched it. But then, like, you know, I was there for that. I was there for Young Justice, and I was there for Green Lantern. I didn't watch Green Lantern. I take full responsibility. But I was there for Young Justice and Beware the Batman and Thundercats. And I can tell you, Cartoon Network was like, we don't want this to succeed. Like, let's put it on Saturday at 6:30 in the morning. Like Mega Man.
See, look. Here's my thing. I was watching Young Justice. See, you didn't see. Well, you know, it was 6:30 in the morning and whatnot. That joint was like, they're the DC Universe, like, literally, like, at.
Wasn't it Friday night?
See, at first it was Friday night, and they had Symbiote Titan, which is another great show.
Yeah.
Bring that back. Yo, Genndy Genokarski, hop on that shit. I know you didn't want to finish that shit.
Yeah, but you done with Samurai Jack. We good. We don't need Little Jack either.
We got that. It was Thundercats. Young Justice, I want to say, what, Generator Rex? I think one of those Ben 10s, but he's older still.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those were the shows on Friday night. And then it was like that for, like, a good bit. And they took him off, and they put him, they scattered him about. Yeah. I just know, like, some of them got moved to DC Universe, so it was like, this is like pre-Super Teen Titans Go stuff.
Yeah.
They were just shorts, and it was just
great. And they were great.
It was Green Lantern, Young Justice, Beware the Batman. I feel like there was something else, but I think that was it.
Yeah, man, like, with that, like, I was there for that. And that this is back when I should have been making videos for this. So, I was on Game FAQs, the message board. That's when I frequented those boards the most. In 2009, 2008 through 2010, I've always frequented those boards. I was on the cartoons and animation board, and they were just giving straight up behind the scenes sauce as to what was going on. They were like, yeah, Cartoon Network don't want this to happen. Like, that's how I knew where it moved. When they would say, oh yeah, we're moving this, Cartoon Network did not make a little release on their, you know, channel to say, hey, we're moving this. They just moved it and didn't tell anybody. And then they did this with Thundercast too. They did that, and then, nobody's watching. I wonder what's, it must be bad. It must be a bad show. Yeah, because you moved it to 6:30 and didn't tell nobody. You control all of this.
Well, yet again, I'm going to say this, because look, It wasn't there at 6:30. I don't know what he's talking about there.
Young Justice was on at 6:30 in the morning, and then they moved Thunder. I mean, that, not in that order, but Thundercats at one point, they were like, yeah, we're going to move that hoe to Saturday morning.
See, look.
Fuck Thundercats.
Because I had to go. A few times I had to go to work on Saturday. A few times I didn't. Oswald's no hoes before work, and that was like at 9. It was like, it wasn't 6. I want to say Ben 10, and something else was at 6. But I know for a fact, Young Justice and Green Lantern, they were like at 8 and 9. They're Saturday in that, morning? Yeah, Saturday morning. Then after that, I think after Young Justice Season 2 ended, because I've been watching that. I've been watching Season 2 ended.
Yeah.
I was pissed off too, boy. Then I saw Dragon Ball on Nickelodeon and the other show.
That was a weird time, bro.
That was a weird time in the world right there, in animation. But, yeah, they moved that. And then this, I don't even know what the heck happened to Symbiote Titan. I don't know. See, that might have got moved to 6.
No toys. And then they put it in a death slot.
Well, that's what I want to say. No toys. Look, they finished Yu Yu Hakusho on Cartoon Network.
No toys.
Like, for example, they finished Yu Yu Hakusho on Cartoon Network after they moved it to Saturday. They finished the Dark Tournament on Saturday to, like, a good chunk away through Chapter Black. Which is a very good arc. It's like the best arc in Yu Yu Hakusho. Everybody says Dark Tournament.
Yeah.
But, you know, because that's what they remember watching.
That's the main. Yeah, that took a minute.
Yeah, but they forget about old Sensui. That was a good arc. And guess what? They showed the last, like, 16 episodes. Yeah, they were showing that. Saturday morning at 5:30. Right next to...
Thanks.
Right next to Dot Hack Roots.
I'm totally... I remember they used to come on. That's when Dot Hack come on, I'd be like, yeah, I'm up too late. It's time for me to go to sleep. So I definitely didn't see that.
Yeah, and then... And the
That's
host,
crazy,
you know,
bro.
See, I remember this. Look, the opening was edited. Because the edited part... This is like the second...
It's too early for that.
This is the second Yu Yu Hakusho opening... And this is the first song with different animation. They're like in the city. You know, of course. No. So, like, at the last part, when they're showing everybody doing, like, cool shit at the end, you know, cool bar got a spirit story. He's like, yeah. And he's slicing up demons. But it was like the part with Kurama. Like, they ended that up super hard. I forgot how they ended it up. But he got his rose whip. And, you know, he's cut demons and then split in half, blood everywhere. Yeah. They ended that out, like, I think this gets straight to EA, just him shooting by fire, like, yeah.
We gotta stop this.
It's like for a brief second, just, yeah.
Hell
that,
no.
That really was a weird time around then, still. Because, like, Dot Hat Roots, there was no commercial for Dot Hat Roots. Just
what?
Like, literally, like, same thing with Dot Hat Legend of the Twilight Bracelet. You just had to be up around that time just to watch it. This is like late night, Friday nights. When it was show, like, they showed the second season of Cyber 009 and that. And it's like, and at the same time, like, they're trying to compete with Tech TV at the time because they're showing their anime.
Yeah.
But it's like, niggas, y'all not even saying anything about this. Y'all not even saying anything. Like, y'all, this is back when Cartoon Network was doing that whole phase where, like, in between commercial breaks, you know, the cartoons are in the real world and whatnot. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Next time.
CG City, it was great.
Yeah. Next is Cyber 009, followed by Dot Hat Twilight Bracelet.
They were always making mistakes. We didn't notice it because the branding was so good. Oh, look at that city. It's great. When's Dexter coming on? Dot Hack. Dot what? I get on the internet myself. I don't need the cartoon to get me on the internet.
Meanwhile, Tech TV. Yeah. Solid Mobius.
Bro.
Spear.
Lane.
Yeah, Lane.
Oh my gosh.
Boogie
Pop Phantom. Yeah. Ergo Proxy with Evanescence Singer. Like, bro.
And fucking Better Man. Better Man was
Better Man.
Better Man was weird.
Hopefully I can be a better man. Bro. Okay. Let's go on to this to the etc. and shameless plugs. Alright, so I can't really think of anything else for the etc. part of this, but I do got plenty of shameless plugs for you. The Immortal Afro just released another Spyro video. There's a lot of Spyro drama going on. And Activision, you just need to stop. You just need to stop. I'm gonna link that in the description of this video, because he's probably gonna go on some. I haven't watched it yet, admittedly, but the previous Spyro videos that I've watched, it's clear that he's a Spyro fan, and you should probably listen to him if you're a Spyro fan. Even though I'm not going to get any credit for mentioning your video, Immortal. Anyway, I have my own video. I have the first part of the Darkness Falls review. It's up right now on the channel that you're watching. If you're watching this on YouTube, by the way, more shameless plugs. We are now not only on YouTube and Anchor, the app, but we're also on Spotify, Google Podcasts, I think Stitcher, and some other ones that I can't think of right now.
We're here.
Super. Super duper. So if you can search on Spotify, Fox Den Podcast. I don't think we get paid with that, even though we probably should. But we do have a way to pay us for this podcast. And it's like a monthly 99 cents or $4.99 or $9.99. We're going to outline those later. We ain't going to worry about them right now. We're just trying to get some more episodes under our belts. But there will be a way for you to support us if you listen to us monthly. Like Patreon. We won't be starting a Patreon because we got the podcast, but you know, that's the reason. What about you? Oh, yeah. I got the D-Star with the Titanfall 2 gameplay.
Oh, boy.
it's there.
It's there. Boy.
What happened? Because you told me earlier, and it only half registered. Because when I was watching it, I was like, yeah, you know, 60 frames a second, you know, it's all good.
Oh, it's just fine. No, it's fine. Like, I could have known the thumbnail was the wrong thumbnail, but, you know, it's fine.
Oh, it happens.
But, you know, all the other stuff afterwards, was some test live streams. I'm not sure anybody watched that. Boy.
Xfinity.
Look, is it
at NT?
It's at AT, but we're going to upgrade that, man. We're going to upgrade. We're going to do something with that, because stuff's just not happening with that.
Like, that's another reason to support the podcast.
Help me get better in.
Boy, we can get Darius from 0.94 megs a second to a full 5. The full 9, goddamn. Something. Somebody help this man.
But upload speed, though, usually, like, at my old residence, you know, it took like the last two videos I tried to upload took like 9. I was gone from the house for like 9 hours. I'm working a 9 hour job, sometimes 12. I start these uploads literally before work. I come home after said 12 9 hour day or whatever. This hoe is only at 13%. 20%. Something went wrong, because normally it'd be like, oh, it's done. It might take an hour or two, maybe. But it's done. It's uploaded. I can check my phone. I'm going to the bathroom, guys. No, I'm on my phone looking like, oh, what's going on here? What's going on?
Something's off.
But now that's fixed. So hopefully after I get just a few more things down, you'll see more content on my channel. Anime reviews, no skits, because, you know, I ain't that guy. I'm not the skit guy. There's other people with that shit. I don't do skits.
I am sort of more like I like to act. The skits to help me do that, but I don't put enough skits in what I'm doing.
I'm going to hit y'all with a black-ass Anthony Santana here.
Bruh.
Anime's busiest internet anime nerd.
Shout out to Anthony Fantano. Scouring YouTube for random podcasts to listen to somehow. Bruh. Yeah, by the way, some extra info about that Darkness Falls review. If you look at it, it ends very abruptly, and the reason it ends very abruptly is because I've just come to this realization that there are certain formats that I need to put my spin on, and I cannot do what other people do. Like, that is to say, I'm not willing to. I had a full hour's worth of audio for that review recorded the day of Halloween. I was about to edit that hoe. Son, no. Like, at the end of the video, I just come up and I'm just like, I'm not doing this. And that was literally me sitting here trying to edit it. Like, I'm not doing, I literally was like, I refuse to do this because I'm not having fun with it. I just was not having fun with that. And it's kind of put pressure on me because I have people that collaborated with me. Dark Dahlia X, she has her own YouTube channel. She reviews horror stuff. So she's gonna start reviewing some more stuff soon. My director of photography, my director of photography, the Black Lion, Mike. Hey, big man, dude. What's up, Big D? Shout out to Corey Gaines. So yeah. So when you see part two of that review, it's going to be a little something, it's going to be something different. I say a little different, but it's going to be, I don't even know how different it's going to be completely transparent with you. It's going to be different. I refuse. If this is my job and I chose to do this job and I, this is what I do.
That's what I do.
It's what I do. Strongest man alive until I'm not. And if that's what I chose to do, then I gotta see it through, bro. Like, I have to have fun with it. Like, I have to, I'm not about to edit an hour-long video and be crying all the way through it. Like, this is not happening. So, you'll see part two of their review this month. But before that, I gotta talk about Avengers 4. I ain't talking about Avengers 4 in so long. I ain't talking about whatever DC doing.
Nobody knows what DC's doing, John.
DC don't know what they do. They done had three glasses of wine. They don't know what they doing.
Three? I thought they still have the first one.
You know what? Three glasses was like Batman. When they decided we're going to film Batman v Superman and Justice League right after another, that was the three glasses. And then they just kept pouring them. They just kept pouring them.
Apparently, you heard what Cyborg said? They said they filmed like damn near. Yeah. Two movies worth for Justice League. Two movies worth.
I believe it because it's Zack Snyder.
Because, you know,
Batman v Superman was like 4 hours. Like, of nothing.
But Justice was been part one, part two, then, like, nah, man. But I'm not sure how much of those, I believe, of what they were saying was going to happen in the other Justice League movie, because that sounded out there. That sounded like bad fan fiction. Boy, that sounded terrible.
And see, I would say that, but then it's Zack Snyder. That was a lot of fan fiction in Batman v Superman. There was some fan fiction. Some stuff that didn't make sense.
He was going through some things.
Yeah, he was. He should have sat down. I really wish he would have sat down and stopped. Not just for me, just for everything that was going on with him. I'm glad that Ben Affleck is getting help. Because they basically pulled his leg on. Oh, you might get to direct. They didn't even say you might. You're going to get to direct if you star as Batman. And then they just kind of like, well, we're not going to let you direct. Just like, yo. Or they manufactured a situation in which he didn't want to direct.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, man.
It's bullcrap.
Ben Affleck's going to be in the MCU. I don't know who he's going to be. See, y'all was shitting on my idea. Me and Darkseid Thomas. Oh, God. And the bearded.
You say Ice Cube is J. Jonah Jameson.
Ice Cube J. No.
That's what you were saying.
No, I was going to
say. Parker. What, Craig?
What? Shameless plug to Junior at Darkseid. Y'all know him, rapper. And Charles? The bearded variant? The Savage Dragon?
Yeah, the Savage Dragon cosplay.
You know, we all agreed that Keanu Reeves should be Doctor Doom. But I know some people be hating on that. But what Ben Affleck was Doctor Doom. Imagine that. Huh, John? Would you be happy?
I don't know if Ben Affleck...
Would you be happy?
What? Ben Affleck is going to be Doc Ock, bro. And that's the end.
Doc Ock. Doc Ock. Boy.
Peter.
At least let it be.
As Dr. Doom, I don't know. I don't know about that one. He needs to look.
Doc Doom is pre fucked up face. He's a somewhat handsome, pretty boy looking at dude. So, some of those comments, he almost looked like Namor. But so, shit, yeah. Then after explosions and whatnot, shit, he's gonna be in a mask the whole time, and you don't see his face.
He's got the chops. Well, no, you're gonna see his face as Keanu Reeves. Remember, when you get a big name, you gotta see their face at some point.
Like I said, you're gonna see the flashbacks and whatnot. They might do some things here, but look.
I'd rather them cast an unknown actor.
You rather them cast an unknown actor? So, yeah. Would you rather be a homeboy from True Blood, like they were trying to get him?
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
See, for those of you,
which is how I prefer it, by the way, for those listening.
Bill. He didn't watch True Blood. Malin, though.
My sister and brother would know who that is.
Yeah, Bill Compton. He was gonna be Dr. Doom. And, you know, he's an older dude.
Actually, I've seen him. Bill Compton?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that.
Oh, dude, yeah. Is he British, too? Is he British? Or is he, nah.
That nigga from Compton.
We got all these British people playing all these characters.
Man.
You got two Brit Spider-Men.
Tom Holland.
Andrew Garfield.
He's so polite. Mr. Stark, help me, Mr. Stark.
And
I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
Oh, what was the other one? Hold up. Oh, Rick from Walking Dead. Carl. Oh. Have you heard him sound normal?
No.
British. Brit. Straight Carl. Brit.
It's Batana Nanalewski.
Oh, shoot. Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Benjamin Cumber. Yeah. He sounds completely.
I wouldn't rate it for him to speak English because I've watched his work in when he was speaking British accent because I watched Sherlock. So, like, to see him come on, it was so weird that first. I think it was the trailer. He was like, I don't believe in fairy tales. I was like, what are you doing? I don't believe in fairy tales. I was like, yo, somebody need to direct this man's voice.
Oh, get it.
But then, you know, it was straight in the movie.
Heimdall. Does Heimdall talk in the accent? I think
he does. See, you can get away with that. They can get away with that.
Well, I mean, he's a black man. He's a black Asgardian, so.
Yeah.
With a British accent. So, yeah, I mean, they're an Asian Asgardian. Yeah.
He DJs, too, did you know?
Yes.
I just have him as a DJ. I got on Facebook Live, and it messed me up, man. I was like, who is it? Idris Elba, and he's just like spinning on the radio. I was like, what is going on? I was like, he's just playing around. And I click it, and it's like, he knows what he's doing. And I look him up, and it's like, oh yeah, he's a DJ. I'm just like,
hey man, actors got lives too, man.
That man overpowered, bro. You can't be the sexiest man alive and then be a DJ too. You just...
And might be the first black James Brown.
Can we chill?
come on, man. Diversity.
Can we chew?
Nah, man. We have to have a black...
James Bond.
We have to have a black everything. A Mexican everything.
Yep. Asian everything. We have to have a black James Bond because, you know, the black people just need the black something instead of just making something. I thought Black Panther was black James Bond, but... Whatever.
You thought wrong, didn't you?
I thought wrong.
Icon. Oh, you know what? That would be a...
Yeah, why don't we have the freaking lawyer that is a galactic lawyer that is also black and also is super strength and intelligent? Where is he? Where's his movie at?
I mean...
Why aren't y'all yelling for Icon?
Because black people don't know Icon.
Yeah. Maybe you should learn your history.
They know Static. They're from the same comic company. They know Static.
Bro.
They don't know Icon, though. Icon's like... Come on.
After seeing Black Lightning, I'm so glad that the Static rights are just tossed in frenzy. Because Black Lightning, the show, is like, it's good. It's good as being a show. But then, like, we're supposed to believe that they live in the hood. And then when people say, instead of saying nigga, they say ninja. Then they just got me messed up. And the dude was like, mad. And I was like,
what?
Yeah. On CW. You know, it's on CW, so, you know, CW's audience is predominantly white teenage girls.
So, they should have said ninja?
And me. Yeah. He was literally it was his kid, and I can't remember the episode, and I'm gonna end it after this. He was talking to a mentor because he was about to get the fighting, or he had got the fighting, and we didn't see it. We just saw Black Lightning walking in, you know, as the principal of the school, and we supposed to believe they in the hood. And he was like, tell me what's going on, man. Why did you have to go out there and start fighting? You know, it was like the older black man trying to talk to the younger black man, trying to teach him peace. And he was just like, man, you know, I was out here, man, and them ninjas had me messed up, calling me out my name. And then when he said ninja, the teacher was like, hey, watch your mouth. I'm like, what? what? I understand it's CW, and maybe people feel like they'll have, I don't know, bro. FX is letting these folks say nigga all over the place, bro.
Nigga, that's Disney.
yeah, that's Fox, that dog. Yeah, that's true, man. But I don't know. Then Black Lightning is just not supposed to be on CW. If that's the case, they don't need to be on BET. You don't need to be on my network or whatever that other one is called.
You know what needs to be on? The CW app. And you know, guess what?
They still gonna censor it.
Not the CW app. The DC app. And guess what? They need to integrate that into Vera because Warner Brothers owns that. And they already got all the anime. They got...
So, WB, you hear what we saying? Stop with your app until... Just cancel the app until, like, next year.
And for those of you who don't know, Crunchyroll owns Ver, and Crunchyroll is owned by AT&T, which is owned by Warner Brothers. Yeah.
It's all subsidiaries. Like, come on, guys. And people want to talk about Disney having a freaking monopoly. Disney has a monopoly. That's why when people say it's going to be a monopoly, no, it's not, because of that. And most people don't know that. Like, it's not. They're not a monopoly. They don't have all the sports stuff. But you know what's interesting? Because 20th Century Fox had the DBZ film rights, they are the ones distributing the Broly movie. So Disney is effectively earning money from Disney effectively owns the film rights for Dragon Ball.
Boy, that could turn still real shitty.
So we might see in 15 years, 20 years, Dragon Ball Land. At Disney World.
You know
Z Land.
I might be somewhat okay. You know?
You're going to have a Z Land. It'll probably be in Japan first. So you have Dragon Ball Land in Japan, in Walt Disney World, Japan. And then you'll have the Mario Land in Universal Studios.
I want to say Shonen Jump because, you know, that's Shonen Jump. I want to say that is Universal. I want to say that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, yeah. So you have... Yeah, you have Shonen Jump World, which would be all Dragon Ball.
Yeah, Shonen Jump World.
And My Hero Academia and all that shit.
They'll call it Jump World.
Yes! Jump World right here. Across this end of the world. You'd be like, oh! And then you'd be like... Then you'd be an Alice in Adventure.
I'm a weeb!
Oh, is the Marvel shit still at Alice in Adventure?
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit.
I don't know how they're going to... I don't know what the deal... That's all, folks. I don't know what the deal is for that. Because they have kept those characters. The only difference is, like, when the characters walk around like Spider-Man, he doesn't look like movie Spider-Man. He doesn't have the costume. He has, like, the comic costume. Which I'm like, that's cool. They still got all the art up. I don't know how they do those licenses, bro. I'm assuming Marvel is like, we can't build a theme park, so we just gonna let you have that, okay? DC has Six Flags. So, we need something.
What Miller World gonna get?
Miller World is gonna get Netflix. Netflix and a website. Probably.
Putt-Putt. They get Putt-Putt.
Oh. Reboot gets Putt-Putt. So we go...
y'all gonna respect Reboot. Y'all gonna respect Bob.
Put some respect on it.
Bob and his dreads.
He sure had dreads.
Hexadecimal, but Hexadecimal was the sexiest villain. Yeah, man, when she got the virus out of her and she was white and whatnot. I mean, she was already kind of fine anyway, just a face mask and whatnot. Boy, it's little 3D titties, man. You look never, boy.
Them just pointy. Trying to get stabbed when you hug her? No.
They were pointy. They were nice and round. I'm talking about 3D titties.
They ain't had no physics, man.
I'm talking about 3D titties from 2000. I'm talking about 3D titties from 93. Oh, my God.
I mean, that's better than what they did to Miss King. They just, from Powerpuff Girls, they just took away all her titties. I mean, it wasn't even suggestive. It was just gone. Like, the before and after on that is like if a girl with AA cups or something, just, I'm going to get a reduction. It's like, why? Like, that's basically what happened.
What, from the new Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah, like, on the old one, Miss King, their teacher,
yeah, I
she had a little something.
Yeah, she was like...
Yeah, on the new one, there's nothing. It's just, yeah, it's just the yellow shirt. We didn't want to sexualize. Wasn't nobody thinking about Miss King titties. But, okay.
Well, we are now.
It's too late. The original run is over.
Miss Sarah Bellum, she's still...
Miss Bellum didn't even show up. She's too sexual. Despite the fact that her name is Sarah Bellum, and she's one of the smartest characters on the show. She's smarter than the mayor. Which is why her name is Sarah Bellum.
What's Sedusa in there?
Yeah, I don't think Sedusa showed up. They had other villains.
I was about to say, like, how y'all gonna have Sedusa in here? And not...
Okay. How y'all gonna do all of that and then have the girls twerking? On that note, I'm done.
Y'all had, like, kindergarten girls twerking.
It's been your Ferocious Fox, Fox Ferocious.
And Sir D Star here.
We'll see you next week. That's it. Stay gold. What is next week?
Don't let your kids twerk.
The 15th.
Your kids younger than the age of.
If your kids in kindergarten, they should be twerking.
They should be. Your kids should be twerking to. At least I would say high school because you know everybody be doing crazy stuff, but you know.
Yeah.
When I was young, we were doing real stuff in middle school. So I don't know.
Yeah, you know we had folks twerking at 14, 15, but. I mean, we definitely didn't have them twerking at 4. We going to end it right there. We don't want y'all twerking. All right, y'all. It's been peace out. Stay gold.
FBI is going to come out. No, what y'all talking about? Oh, shit.
First they got me on my Darkness Falls video. Now they got me talking about kindergarten twerking. Peace.